I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're joined by Sun-Times Cubs beat guy, Gordon Whitmire. You can follow him on Twitter at GWCub. Hey, Gordon, thanks for getting up early today.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. We're going to talk about wage stagnation in America the last year and a half?
We're not going to do that.
Russia?
Not going to do that either. We're going to talk about the Northsiders. And after a move last night, Joe Maddon said, I'm sure that's not the end of it. Our guys like to do things like that. I'm sure he's right, too. Where do you go next? What's the next thing?
More pitching.
Yeah.
And then some more pitching after that. I don't know how high-end they can get. They don't have a lot in the system. We know that. And they don't have a lot of willingness to deal off the big league roster. Maybe a rental, starting depth, and maybe another bullpen arm, something like that. There's a few guys out there. Some of the bigger names. I saw something out there. Some speculation on, well, could they make a run at DeGrom? No. A Jay Happ type, Jay Happ, something like that. Possibly. But I think the biggest, really, the way they're going to have to do this is to get more innings from the guys they've already got. We come out of the break, and Hendricks looked like he was ready to find something. He's tended to finish strong the last few years, and he didn't quite have it again last night, and he can't go five. So if that keeps coming up two out of every five times or more. Never mind five. They need to get six out of these guys, and that's been hard to come by so far this season. They need at least two more guys behind Lester to start performing like we've seen in the past. For this to start, to become what we've seen in second halves the last few years, and a team that can do something in October.
What's your take on the Yu Darvish situation? Now they're going to have to take a stand at the trade deadline without seeing this guy.
Yeah, where they are right now with him, I think the kind of pitcher they got in Chavez kind of, that might be an indication. I think right now you're looking at Montgomery is in that rotation until further notice. I think you look at Darvish as like, I got no idea if we're going to see him again.
Yeah.
This year. You have to. Right now, this notion, well, sometime in August, maybe. But we have no idea. The last time he went through the rehab progression and came back, he said he was going to need one rehab start. He looked good in that one rehab start and then suddenly wasn't good. There's no way they let him, even if it's the exact same scenario where he feels even better. There's no way it's one rehab assignment next time around. Besides, it's been so long since he's pitched, it's going to take a while for him to build up. It's going to take longer for him to build up. So best case scenario is well into August and maybe later, and at that point maybe not at all this season.
Yeah, Gordon, I started the clock last Friday when he began to play catch again, and I always say it's usually about a month from there, and that's not a full spring training, but it's usually about a month from there. Is that the kind of time frame, if everything went well, that makes sense to you?
That makes sense to me, but so far none of this has made sense at all.
Yeah,
to me or a lot of people with the Cubs, and so I think that's a starting point for measuring this.
It's kind of difficult to understand too, and I know there's some of this is lost in translation when he speaks to you guys through his interpreter, but there are so many different answers to the same question. It's rather confusing Do you have a feel for whether he's still having any discomfort or not?
Well, he said he was in a more optimistic place when we talked to him in San Diego. He said going to Texas, he didn't use the words peace of mind, but it sounded like he was talking about a little more of a more peace of mind, because he felt something in there and they were able to identify something. So so maybe that's something that allows him, you know, some footing on this going forward. He got the cortisone shot. He was saying at the time that there didn't seem to be any pain in there at that time, and he was playing some light catch. So I don't know that they're, according to the tests and according to even, you know, his doctor in Texas, you know, now that he's got the cortisone shot, he should be pain-free. And if he has no other setbacks, then he should be able to start building, you know, and he said in San Diego expected to get on a mound this weekend. So we'll see, but it's been a real slow go, even the last time around when he started back up again, until he suddenly got to that simulated game and rehab start. So again, you can try to look through the weeds on this thing and try to figure it out, but it's I think you just have to put Yu Darvish out of the equation for the foreseeable future. If you're the Cubs, you're in a great place right now. You've got some pitching depth. You need quite a bit more, and you operate under that assumption for now. If he comes back, it's a huge boost. If he comes back and he's pitching anything like we saw second half of last year for the Dodgers up until late October, then that's huge. Then never mind who they get at the trade deadline.
It's kind of amazing. We're talking about all the question marks on this team, and they have one starter that you can depend on, and now the closer goes in the DL for a second time.
And even the one starter you can depend on, his peripherals suggest the second half might be a bit different.
And it could be.
Yeah, and that second half was so good, even if those peripherals didn't suggest it, it would be awfully hard to imagine the same.
Oh, yeah, you can't expect that. But here we sit with the best record in the National League with the Cubs, and one of the reasons, of course, Jason Hayward, another big night with three more hits last night. Do you think they finally have the guy that they signed? They can depend on him to be the Jason Hayward the rest of the way?
Well, every time he's had a little stretch, you know, we've seen it backslide, and I've been skeptical all along this year, but I'm getting less and less skeptical as this thing goes on. He's found something. I think it's got to put it this way. I think whether they've got the guy they think they signed to the 8-year deal, we'll probably find out more as he goes into next year. But I don't see any reason why this can't sustain for the rest of this season. The confidence that he has, the adjustment to his mechanics, and gosh, it's just the performance. And everybody around him is hitting so well. He's coming up in situations, all up and down the lineup. Guys are getting on base. It's a different. Their emphasis is different. They are using the whole field. They are putting the ball in play more than they have before. And so that benefits him, and it benefits everybody around everybody else when the whole lineup's doing this. So I think he can sustain it this year.
This segment is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Gordon, the offense covered up some otherwise ugliness last night, including on the bases and in the field. I didn't stay up long enough to see Joe's post game, but I wondered if anyone talked about whether with Joe or in the clubhouse about Justin Wilson not getting to first base last night.
That specifically didn't come up. It was a bad moment for him. He's had other bad moments. Some of them similar to that. But no, that didn't come up. There was too much feel good stuff, and then there was the news post game. So nobody was criticizing him for that. One thing that did come up was this idea that could this be one of those seasons where the lineup is going to get you there, where it's just one of those rare seasons where maybe you don't have, the starting pitching doesn't quite come around, but the lineup out hits the lack of innings or some of the pitching blemishes. And, you know, I thought the same thing as soon as Joe said it. Yeah, maybe it is one of those years that you can't expect to do anything in October with a team like that. You have to have the pitching. So I think to speak to what this team has been able to accomplish without the starting pitching it expected to get, I think that's really the answer. It is amazing what this lineup has done, how it's transformed into an eight-man productive line on a nightly basis here the last few weeks for the most part. Man, even if they continue to get that, I mean, yeah, last night the Cardinals were in that game all the way to the end. It turned out to be a 3-run game, and they scored 9 runs. You can't sustain that.
Gordon, I know you mentioned that they'll add more pitching depth in that bullpen. But Joe will, of course, say, well, we have guys that have been there before. They can close games out. C-Shack Strobe, C.J. Edwards can do it. Justin Wilson has a history. I doubt they'd put him in that position, though. If Morrow is an issue moving forward, do you think they have enough to make it work with that closer's role?
Yeah, and I think that I think that was the plan going in December when they started signing these guys and lengthening the bullpen. The idea was that if Morrow didn't work out or if he had health issues, that you had other guys that could do it. I don't think the bullpen is going to be the problem. The bullpen's only going to be a problem if the rotation continues to stress it and if C-Sheck finally breaks. But this is the best bullpen they've had since Joe's been there. This is the best bullpen they've had since I've been covering the team. I think this is 12 years now. It's deeper. You've got multiple guys that can pitch roles in the back end, and they've done a really good job of identifying and acquiring, you know, fringe guys that can shuttle up and down to Triple-A and perform. Left-handers, right-handers, different looks, and they've done a great. You know, whether it's some of the guys have been hurt. Hancock's hurt now, but Bass, Rosario, Farrell, these guys. And so they've lengthened it really 12 deep in guys that can be effective, but they've got to get more innings out of the starters or that's just not going to hold up.
Gordon, thank you very much. Talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Thanks, Gordon.
Gordon Whittenmeyer from the Sun-Times covers the Chicago Cubs.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.